Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some egg.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this is the Where's Waldo segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Where's Super Don? He is doing a Willie Nelson today. He's pulling a Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Is that a wrestling move? Is that a dance move? I don't know.
It's a smoking a doobie move. No, he's not smoking a doobie. I'm just kidding. Super Don is on the road again.
On the road. Yeah, I am. On the road again, and I'm not at liberty to divulge as to why.
Right. He's not on the run. He's going to something. Nobody's chasing him that I'm aware of.
I can tell you this. Big, exciting things coming up for me and for the show, actually.
Yes, very exciting. So when we're able to divulge it, we will, but it's going to be the track Super Don across the country. Where is he going? Where he stops? Nobody knows. Actually, I know, but we're not telling. So you have to tune in every day. Maybe we'll give you some hints. How's that? That could be fun.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Make a game out of it.
Right. And also, listen, we pray for your safety on the road. I know it's a big, bad world out there. We want to keep you safe, wrapped in some blue light here, whatever it is that keeps you humble and lovable.
Blue light. That reminds me of Kmart. Remember the old blue light special?
I do. They kind of did the wrong thing with the blue light, but okay.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even think Kmart's around anymore. Should be like McDonald's.
You know who is still around?
Who's still around? Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
I wanted to do this segment without you because I knew you were going to slam Trump, and I kind of like the guy.
You know what, though? Yeah. I'll tell you what. I think I may surprise you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but probably not for the reasons that people would think.
All right.
Trump is really popular right now.
He is. Listen, headline. Listen to this headline from Forbes Business. Presidential candidate Donald Trump on autism, vaccines, and mental health. Okay? That's a neutral headline. So you're thinking, okay, all right, well, we're going to learn a little bit about him. And then this Emily Willingham just proceeds to trash him for his views on all three. I mean, just literally throw him on the ash heap that he's not legitimate because he holds views that are outside the mainstream official story.
Yeah, the fair and balanced Forbes, right?
Not at all. I mean, this is a far-left worshiper of pseudoscience because she's just freaking out over the fact that people like this guy. And he actually had the audacity to call the Ebola policy of President Obama psycho because he wouldn't stop the flights coming in from West Africa at the time when this was happening.
Well, and, he did. And I'll tell you, listen, this lady, I've seen her before. I think we've picked on her before.
She earned it. Emily Willingham.
But she jumps the shark on this. So, I mean, it's just... You know I'm not a fan of Donald Trump.
I know you're not. Yeah.
I'm really not, and it's been driving me nuts that he's become so popular.
Right.
But I'll tell you, I've said this before. I will stand up and defend you, who I may completely disagree with passionately about certain things, but I will stand up and defend you against somebody who is treating you unfairly.
That's
just the kind of guy I am. And in this case... This lady makes me want to root for Donald Trump. And I can't believe I just said that. But I do just
I knew there would be a day.
Intellectual integrity grounds, you know?
Yes. Well, she quotes Trump on the issue of mental illness because She says it's astonishing, but Trump appears to believe that mental illness, rather than guns or other deadly weapons, kill people. Saying about the Louisiana movie theater killings recently, Donald Trump, quote, well, these people are sick people. I mean, these are very, very sick people. This has nothing to do with guns. This has to do with the mentality of these people.
Yeah, well, you know what? Our buddy, Mike Adams, mm-hmm. gave a very, very good demonstration, I remember, one time in
yes.
video.
Yes,
trying to get gun to shoot somebody. And
right.
the gun wouldn't do it. He yelled at it, he pushed it, and he teased it, and it wouldn't shoot anybody.
With all the power that Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, has, he couldn't get the gun to shoot without yeah. pulling the trigger. And so she and Trump is right about this. So what about all the people that are put on FDA-approved psychiatric medicines under the care of a licensed, government-licensed doctor? And then there's his belief about autism, she goes on. 8 years ago, Trump was evidently convinced that vaccines cause autism, or at least vaccines as administered according to the recommended schedule. In 2007, he said he got his son vaccinated one shot at a time in a very slow process. And he theorizes that vaccines do have something to do with autism. Now, I know for a fact that he has somebody he works very closely with whose son is autistic because of vaccines. And he knows it firsthand, someone he trusts very deeply, relies upon for a lot. And, you know, this is the human side of Donald Trump that even Super Don has to acknowledge. If you disagree with him, fine. But the reality is he is allowing his humanity to come through here and say, this is what I see. I don't care what people yell at me about, but I'm going to speak the truth as I see it. And I respect Trump for that. As you said, even if you disagree with him, I like that he's shaking up the political elites here.
You know, and I'll agree with you on that. He's doing that. You know, if there's anybody who knows how to, you know, sell controversy, it's Donald Trump, okay? The guy is a showman. And, you know, do I think he's presidential material? No, I don't. But that doesn't mean that he doesn't say things that are correct or they're right. And one of the things that really got me on this article by this lady
mm-hmm.
was that she was accusing Donald Trump of treating mental illness as if it were something he could just throw out as an epithet, you know, just you know, like mental illness is something mm-hmm. I'm going to mock. And simply because he made the comment that, as you alluded to,
mm-hmm.
back during the Ebola crisis, and we actually agreed with Trump on this,
yeah.
that perhaps we ought to block maybe some flights and stop the people coming in from Africa where the problem is at. And he said that the decision to let those flights come in by Barack Obama was psycho. As mm-hmm. if to say that he was like psychosocial, or that he was, you know, a crazy person using the term psycho.
Hmm.
That would be no different than when I call one of these skep ducks a douchebag, that I'm somehow,
yeah.
you know, showing some type of, you know, discrimination against feminine hygiene products. it's just a term. It's just
right,
a word.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Well, again, they're just going apoplectic over this vaccine issue. I mean, this is, again, the far left, and even, you know, obviously people on the far right believe in vaccines, but they're not typically trying to use the power of government the way that this woman and many of the liberals have, like in California, to force people in violation of their philosophical religious beliefs about them. And she claims that his approach is non-evidence-based, right, spreading them out. But yet there is no evidence to support the approach that the CDC recommends. You know, there was no double-blind, placebo-controlled, crossover, center, multi-center trial study to show, well, this is the best schedule. It hasn't been done. They're just guessing, as always, the CDC. Remember the flu shot each year? It's just a guess. And there's no difference about the vaccine schedule, so Trump is as qualified as anybody at CDC to say, I like this schedule better.
Well, no. No. I mean, you at least have to go to Penn and Teller first, because are more qualified on this issue.
Right, according to the skeptics, that's right, and the liberals in this case. Although Penn and Teller are pretty libertarian, but when it comes to vaccines and science, they bought the pseudoscientific farm.
It's a mixed bag with those. I really respect Penn Jillette. I do.
No, I know. I mean, they're good thinkers, but on this issue, they've kind of suspended disbelief on this one issue. Then there's another story at Talking Points Memo. I don't know. Trump flies off about vaccines and autism. Tiny children are not horses. And they're trying to pick on him because, you know, he's tweeted out. And we have some tweets listed and shown for you, visuals, at robertscottbell.com in the show notes today. You got to check it out. No more massive injections. Tiny children are not horses. One vaccine at a time, over time. He says then this, I am being proven right about massive vaccinations. The doctors lied. Save our children and their future. These were from September of last year. Then Donald Trump says this, I'm not against vaccines for your children. I'm against them in one massive dose. Spread them out over a period of time and autism will drop.
And then,
I know, listen to this one. So many people who have children with autism have thanked me. Amazing response. They know far better than fudged up reports. You got to like what the Donald is doing here and standing up for the parents that have witnessed some horrific things.
You cannot criticize him because, listen, he's got a, you know, just by virtue of the fact he's running for president and he's such a showman, he's got the exposure, he's got the ability to get this message out there. Now, is he going to be mocked and denounced? Absolutely he is. Mm-hmm. But I will say one thing about Trump. He can handle it. So he's not afraid of criticism. And mm-hmm. quite often criticism has a tendency to backfire on people when they do it. So, you know, who knows? Maybe it'll open a few eyes.
I think so. And that's why I support Donald Trump being in the race, whether he's in it legitimately or not. There's people that describe it and he's just a showman. But on this particular issue, and we have it on good authority from someone who works closely with him that is a dear friend of mine, and he's legitimate on this. He is sincere on this. Say what you will about other things. We may disagree with him politically on other things, and we do. But that's not the point of this. The point of this is he's shaking it up. He's got the establishment frightened at least a little bit, and on the vaccine issue especially. It couldn't come at a better time going into the election season. So this is going to help him, not hurt him ultimately, and it's going to cause more people to become aware of the dangers of vaccination. That's a good thing. Now, one last story here out of the BBC. What is behind the anti-vax movement? If you want to read it, I've linked it in the show notes at robertscatbell.com. I'm going to tell you what they won't tell you. What's behind the anti-vaccine movement? Vaccines. Period.
Nice.
That is the reason there's an anti-vaccine movement, because there are vaccines, and the vaccines are proving themselves much more dangerous than they admit. Of course, the CDC whistleblower is just a symptom of the things they've been trying to hide. Had they been upfront and honest to say, yes, they're a genuine risk, which we'll pay lip service to occasionally, but they'll say those risks are so minute that when the risk actually manifests in a child, they'll deny that it actually happened. Or you'll have to go to the petition, the vaccine court, and of course, the vaccine manufacturers, never liable for any injury or death that they cause. No incentive whatsoever to make a safer vaccine, if it's even possible. So, folks, let me know what you think about Donald Trump and his stance. You can call me, 866-939-BELL, on the air. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN and Natural News Radio. Heard around the world as well on UK Health Radio and a lot of other places. We're glad you're with us. Super Don's going to be hitting the road. I don't know if I got him anymore today, but we have Ty Bollinger as we go outside the box in a little while. Now, we're going to descend into the germ theory. Are kids the cause of your disease and their disease? Kids, run!
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Different on the road, and suddenly it feels like I'm on the road as well. I don't know what's going on with the connection, but I'm glad to be here with you. And we got to do this segment here. This is a segment that goes through the germ theory. Y'all ever heard of the germ theory? The germ theory is one of those things that basically is a religious tenet that exists beneath everything that you do in the Western world, behind every broomstick and couch and child, or maybe in every child and in every youth, there's a germ lurking about just waiting to jump up and terminate you. And this is the scary thing that leads us into the arms, or our arms into the needles of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. This latest study only shows more of that, a virus study, finding the more kids you have, the more germs there are, the more scary it is, and you should be scared. You should all be very frightened. Your household's going to get sick. We're all going to die. Don't have kids. They're the harbingers of germs to come. Now, this is coming out of the University of Utah School of Medicine. They say, you may love your child, but you should fear them, basically. They're just like a bunch of germ receptacles. And compared with single-person households, I quote now from their study, individuals living with children experienced 3 additional weeks of virus detection, they wrote in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases. And so basically, what is this? Their argument that you should have no kids and we should terminate the species? Is this the argument for abortion? I mean, it's just that, well, you know, if you have kids, you're going to get sick or you're going to be exposed to more viruses. Never mind that viruses may not even be the true cause of disease, but they may be the result of disease.
That is an imbalance due to deficiency or toxicity and dysregulation of basic cellular functions, where our cells begin spewing out genetic material and protein coats to continue to communicate, out into the world to survive, the survival of the very species, the cell integrity. These are things that are not considered by those who worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And in particular, this germ theory concept. Now, it was said, I don't know, I wasn't there, that I'm aware of, that Louis Pasteur, on his deathbed, said, I was wrong. The germ is nothing. The terrain is everything. He was referring to Antoine Béchamp. And it was leading us to a deeper understanding of those really connected to the natural world. Don't give me fallacy of nature here. That it is the terrain or the milieu or the environment that determines health or disease, not the pathogen. And in fact, disease happens because of toxicity and deficiency, pollution, environmental degradation, not caused by the virus or the bacteria or the fungus. Those things are taking advantage. Of course, in this article, they're blaming kids for coronaviruses, influenzas, all kinds of scary viruses. They say cause SARS and MERS, and they keep you running, chasing your pharmaceutical vaccine drug tail. We don't play that game here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We go deeper into cause and effect. And, of course, it's not as profitable for Big Pharma. We know that, or the minions who profit off of Big Pharma. It is your freedom to go out and engage in pharmaceutical pseudoscience if you want to. But that's not what we do here. And just because you have more kids doesn't mean you're going to be more sick. In fact, you might be better because of the exposure you're getting in childhood, which strengthens your immune system, which teaches your immune system, which is a big reason why I want you to plan to attend the homeoprophylaxis seminar October 2nd through the 4th in Dallas, Texas. This is going to be big. And I hope that you've got, if you haven't got your ticket already because you just heard about it, October 2nd through 4th, there's a link in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Robertscottbell.com. And you can see it in the show notes today. You'll go there, link on the homeoprophylaxis banner. It'll take you to it. Make your reservations. I will be speaking there on this subject. Friday evening of that event, I will be there broadcasting, interviewing. There's going to be a lot of great healers, doctors, homeopaths, etc. Oh, this is going to upset the establishment. And it doesn't bother me a bit that I will do that. But this is something we owe it to each other as humans to salvage the disaster that is the germ theory and the fear of the bug, the germ, the virus, as opposed to restoration of the integrity of the entire system, the function of the immune system. And this is what we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We restore that power to heal that is yours by virtue of your birth, that which they want to steal from you. Government, medical, media complex wants to steal from you from almost the moment you take your first breath with that first injection. All right, when we come back, FDA in the crosshairs. Why? Because a dietary supplement is not a dietary supplement according to them. But when? We'll find out.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got the backup plan working today. The pipeline, the back door of GCN is still allowing me to be on the air. Super Don's on the road. We got Ty Bollinger set to join us a little later to go outside the box. Phone number here is 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you want to ring out about Trump, you like him, you don't, what do you like about him, what do you not like about him, I'd like to hear from you, particularly on the issue of vaccines. That's cool. 866-939-BELL and robertscottbell.com. Now, archives available through our syndicator GCN as well. Around the world, heard through Epic Times and National News Radio, iTunes and Stitcher and UK Health Radio and a lot. What about beyond the germ theory? What about when we get beyond it, we look at the law of the terrain? That's when we begin to see, hey, what are those dietary supplements? What about that organic food? What about avoiding GMOs? That sounds like a pretty good idea. Now, on Epic Times, with Jerry Doyle, at this site, epictimes.com, we've got exclusive video content. Did a video related to the discussion of a woman who's on a graduate school student budget. I don't know, 17 grand a year. And she found a way to avoid all processed food and still survive and not be bankrupt, eating cleaner foods. And this is something that I found in my life earlier on in the 90s when I started this journey into cleaner food and detoxifying my body. And it's changed my life, as you know, hopefully, for the better. And I have not reverted to my old ways of fast food. That was not an option. Although there weren't Chipotles in that day, even though Chipotle is not necessarily certified organic, you have to test out if you're really clean what will work for you and what won't. But dietary supplements suddenly come into the play. Some have said that over half of all Americans are using dietary supplements. And we have a regulatory system and structure in place under the what's called the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, 94. And it's not perfect. But for those that say supplements are unregulated, that is a lie. They are regulated. In fact, in some cases, I would say they're overregulated, hyperregulated, or regulated via schizophrenia from the FDA. Now, some of you would say you're not a pure libertarian, Robert Scott Bell, because you support some level of regulation. And let me give you my perspective, the nuanced perspective that it is. If you are an individual, and I don't mean individual according to the tax code, let's just call you a natural being, a human being. That FDA has no, the regulations have no application to you as a human. But once you enter into that artificial creation of the state semi-reality, broad reality that they have us all believing that we are, then suddenly they have every bit of ability to grab you, shake you, hold you, turn you upside down, take your money, violate your freedom, prohibit you from getting anything that would actually help you to be well. How is that possible? Because corporations are artificial creations of the state. The state becomes your creator. And so the FDA regulates corporations that have agreed and filed and signed and said on a dotted line, here we go, regulate me. They participated. Now, it's a very rare human that sees that and stands up and says, no, that does not apply to me. You can go pound sand. But when it comes to dietary supplements made by artificial creations of the state, unfortunately, unless the state comes to their defense and say the feds butt out, they're going to fall under the auspices of this regulatory framework. Now, if we look at, for instance, the airline industry, some libertarians or extreme would say we should have no FAA, right? No Federal Aviation Administration. Listen, unless you can find a private ability to do that better, which maybe could happen, I am against abandoning an FAA or something that would oversee the whole picture to really inspect the airplanes or, you know, work with these airlines to make sure that they meet their obligations, because we're not just dealing with a single owner and a single pilot or group of pilots that care so much about their lives too that they're not going to risk your life in flying these planes. What you have here are huge corporations with hundreds, sometimes thousands of planes, thousands of employees, and many thousands, sometimes millions of shareholders that are all about the bottom line, not necessarily about the safety. And it would be not your best interest to crash a plane. Now, granted, I understand that. But when you are removed from liability, right? When's the last time somebody was put in prison because a plane went down, you know, due to a malfunction of some kind? It's usually a lawsuit, a civil suit of some kind, and the corporation pays or the insurance company say there's no liability. So that concerns me in that regard. Sure, an airline doesn't want to have a crash, but at a certain point, certain things might, corners might be cut because there is no direct responsibility. Remember, you remove a human from liability from their actions, for their actions. They end up doing really stupid or sometimes even evil things. And that's where I draw the line on the regulation, why I think there is an importance for regulatory framework in dealing with artificial
creations of the state. I don't know if I've ever gotten that clear on this. But then we have schizophrenic organizations like the Federal Fear and Death Administration, where they take it to places no founding father would ever believe could be done, even though they warned us about some stuff. I mean, to believe that there could be an FDA that is this effed up, 10 years ago, 2005, a nonsensical guide was issued by the FDA. And under the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, a supplement, according to this, is misbranded if it does not announce itself as a supplement, right? So you go to the health food store or even a Walmart. Not that I'm a big fan of the big box retailers for supplements, but you can go there and get supplements. It's supposed to say dietary supplement or supplement at least, or maybe herbal supplement or a liver supplement. It's got to say something with at least supplement, if not dietary supplement. And the actual statute that governs this says that it is violating the law if, quote, the label or labeling of the dietary supplement fails to identify the product by using the term dietary supplement. Okay? So there it is. Pretty clear. And they do say, as I mentioned, you can modify it a little bit, like by using the ingredient. Dietary supplement, herbal supplement, something like that. They're okay with that. However, now, this is where we get schizophrenic with the FDA, and you're wondering how anybody can do business in the United States. How does the dietary supplement industry even survive to be a multi-billion dollar industry, yet fraction of the size of the pharmaceutical industry, which some have said is a trillion dollar industry? According to the guidance issued by the FDA in 2005, the term dietary supplement by itself, and I quote, is not appropriately descriptive to be a statement of identity. Do you get that? This is your moment of, huh? You have to, according to the regulations, you have to say dietary supplement on it, but according to the guidance issued by the FDA in 2005, the term dietary supplement is not appropriately descriptive enough to be a statement of identity. So what are you going to do? Well, I don't know. Is this on purpose? I mean, it could be utilized on purpose to really mess things up, because there are those who can take advantage of the courts and say, you're misbranded. They can start suing every dietary supplement company. That's happened. The language in the Code of Federal Regulations, by the way, we get a lot of this information and insight from a great organization, a group that I respect immensely, the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org. It's linked up in the show notes. You want to check this out. The regulation reads, if you want to be clear on this, dietary supplements shall be identified by the term dietary supplement as part of the statement of identity, except that the word dietary may be deleted and replaced by the name of the dietary ingredients in the product, e.g. calcium supplement, or an appropriately descriptive term indicating the type of dietary ingredients that are in the product, e.g. herbal supplements with vitamins, for instance. So the question is, where's the FDA getting this other thing where it's not descriptive enough, yet the regulations all say it is? And how is anybody going to do business in America? It's really scary, because I rely on dietary supplements for my very life and the life of my wife and my kids. And many of you do too. So it's not an obscure technical matter. Class action lawsuits are being filed against supplement companies, with plaintiff lawyers citing erroneous guidance as their basis for the suits. The FDA, in fact, does have nonsensical guidelines, and they're complicating a multi-state investigation of supplement manufacturers over labeling issues, in which the states accuse the company of violating federal guidance, which can't be followed because it contradicts itself. And this is 10 years. This is a full decade. How long does it take, right? Obamacare, you really think that's a good thing? You want the government in your health business, really? 10 years after the appearance of this ruling that violated its own regulations, the FDA has done nothing at all to address this error, glaring as it is. Are supplements actually supplements? The law says they are. The FDA still says they may or may not be. We don't want to commit. You know, we're not sure. It says it's a supplement, but we say they can't say it, but they have to, but they must, but they can't. It's not enough. So what is it? We're not sure. I don't know. You lawyers have at it. Don't muck up the works, because we haven't been successful as the FDA to prohibit you
from accessing dietary supplements that half or more of all Americans use or want. But since we, the FDA, have to answer to our real paymasters, the pharmaceutical industrial complex, and we have been unable to overturn the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, nor overturn the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, the SHEA, we will rely upon shyster attorneys to take advantage of our schizophrenia at the FDA. So this is when regulation has gone wild. It's gone mad. And where the libertarians have a great point here, that even the most stringent of regulations on a large federal bureaucracy, a bureaucratic oligarchy, could actually make things worse and more dangerous. And on a more dangerous front, it comes when the government licenses and sanctions one form of medicine, aka healing, although it's not really healing, and denies equal access to all others. They declare, like the decree of the Emperor of the King, that there shall be no more competition to allopathic, petrochemical, patent medicines approved by us, the Fear and Death Administration, purchased almost outright by the drug industry were designed to regulate. This is a far cry from the early days of Harvey Wiley and the Pure Food Act in the early part of the 20th century. So, folks, this is what we're looking to. If you rely on the FDA to tell you what is safe and what is dangerous, you might work yourself right out of the life chain. And you've got no one to blame but yourself. Sure, you can blame the FDA, but if you believe what the FDA is telling you, you could be in a lot more trouble than they would like to ever, ever admit. When we come back, there's a new sheriff in town. This sheriff is going to eliminate the drug competition for you. How's he going to do it? We'll tell you next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per call.
caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you enjoying The Robert Scott Bell Show? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. The Robert Scott Bell Show has just a thing. Go to gcnlive.com/RSB. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on The Robert Scott Bell Show today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/RSB. That's gcnlive.com/RSB.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Okay, ready to go. We're here. We're back. All right, I'm back. Sorry, guys and girls, I'm back. We just heard from Comcast, and they got us reconnected, thankfully, and this is what they said. Exactly. And then the crowd went wild. No, they didn't. They were cheering. All right. Thank you for bearing with me. Hopefully everything I said over the old-fashioned backwards telephone line came through last segment. Or last two segments, in fact. I'm looking forward to Ty Bollinger saving the day as well as we go outside the box as we do every hump day together. And, of course, all the links are in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Sheriff, there's a new sheriff in town. Remember that? I think it was Eddie Murphy in one of the, was it Beverly Hills Cop? There's a new sheriff in town. And let's see, what else we got? Well, on the sheriff story, rather interesting. It relates to the war on drugs. And I'm not sure if this is something that the bad guys in the states where there still is a war on drugs going on really want to answer this. But a sheriff has gotten pretty crafty in terms of dealing with drug dealers. Now, I wish they would do this with the real dangerous drug dealers. Those are the ones on the street like Walgreens and CVS, and even Walmart, the pharmacies there, doling out the very dangerous drugs approved by government. In fact, we've got a story about CVS and the price inflation if you have health insurance or medical insurance coming up with Ty. We'll talk about it. But this sheriff has offered drug dealers in his community help with the competition. He put out a flyer all around those areas where the drug dealers were. and he says, attention, drug dealers. Is your drug dealing competition costing you money? We offer a free service to help you eliminate your drug competition. That's from the Franklin County Sheriff's Office. And they say, report your competition to us. And they have a little fill-in-the-blank thing on this flyer that they hand out to drug dealers or possible drug dealers. They say, my drug dealing competition is, and you fill it in. My drug dealing competition lives at, and you fill it in. My drug dealing competition's home phone number, if you know it, fill it in here. My drug dealing competition's cell phone, if you know it, put it here. My drug dealing competition's vehicle is other means of contact. Like for you, right? The drug dealer that's ratting out the other drug dealer so he can have a monopoly. And listen, it's kind of funny, but it's not. But this is basically the way Big Pharma operates. They utilize the long arm of the law. Not lawful, but legal, if you will. These are politicians passing these things to regulate industry and to prohibit competition for the state-sanctioned drugs. You know them, FDA-approved. From Pfizer, from GSK, from Merck. You got it? And so this is an interesting, let's say, little lesson in how Big Pharma operates. And a cheeky sheriff thought, hey, I'm going to catch the bad guys out there, which they may be. But in reality, this is what these sheriffs do all the time. And who are they ratting out? Big Pharma, medical boards, dietetics boards, like we talked about with Steve Cooksey yesterday on the Robert Scott Bell Show here, about the North Carolina Board of Dietetics going after free speech, saying you can't tell anybody about nutrition when it comes to a sick kid. And basically, these organizations are ratting out and utilizing the power, the local power of the sheriff, or local police municipalities, or the federal authorities, if you will. The federales in terms of the FDA, the DEA. Let's see, who else could it be? FTC as well. These alphabet soup agencies carrying M16s. And they come in and wipe out the competition to who? Big Pharma. Who are they? Who's that competition? The manufacturers of dietary supplements, the purveyors of dietary supplements, the health food stores, the mom and pops that we talked about supporting with the CBD that is so necessary to get out into the world for all those who are dealing with neurological issues, with gastrointestinal issues, with pain and inflammation issues, with skeletal issues, with intestinal seizure, brain seizure, neurological issues. You get the picture? So, Sheriff, if you want to do yourself a favor and go after the drug dealers, go after the doctors, the licensed doctors, the Big Pharma drug pushers, the vaccine injectors, and then you'll be serving your community like you signed up to do when you swore an oath to the Constitution that you now violate on behalf of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Back with Ty Bollinger outside the box after the news, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Awesome health can no longer be attained from food alone. Since the advent of chemical agriculture in 1945, U.S. soils have become progressively more demineralized and infertile. Human health has correspondingly declined. To reverse this trend and to even have a chance of feeling great requires sophisticated supplementation to make up for what is not in our foods. When our bodies are mineral deficient, they require more protein. We suggest you begin with One World Way. One World Way is a new and improved protein power food. Our technological enhancement yields us a whey protein that produces phenomenal results. All case histories indicate that your body functions in a more youthful manner. One World Whey not only supports detoxification, building of lean muscle, and immunity, it strongly supports your energy and sense of well-being. One World Whey tastes delicious and comes in single servings. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy
healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.